Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Before we begin, can you please introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Max Lebrun. I am a professor at Memorial, and I work very closely and have for about 4 or 5 years with Liz Pugge at the research center.
Okay, I've seen on social media that you have a workshop for plastics identification coming up soon. Can you give the audience information?
So me and Liz Pugge and a researcher from the United Kingdom named Alex Bond, who's the bird guy, we're going to be in McCormick in August, from the 29th to the 31st. And me and Liz are going to collect a whole bunch of plastics from the shorelines around Iron Downs. And we're going to bring them back to the fire hall, the community hall, and we're going to try and identify them. So, like, where do we think the plastics came from? When there's fishing gear, for example, do we think it came from salmon or from turbot? And we need people to help us figure this out because people know local plastics better than we do. So for those 3 days, we'll be in the community hall from 9 to 4 during the day doing our sorting, and from 5 to 7 at night on the 29th and 31st. And people can help us figure things out. There'll be door prizes, there'll be some food, and we can talk about our research and people can tell us about what they know about plastics.
Okay, when you say people, do you mean everybody in the community of McCormick?
I mean everybody from 5 years to 105 years. Yeah, lots of people know about plastics from different ways, so everybody's welcome.
Okay, so your main goal is just to get the information.
The research that Liz and I have been doing on plastics for the past 5 years in Unatsiavut is steered a lot by what people tell us in these meetings about what they care about what they're worried about what they want to find out. And then me and Liz and now Alex, we'll go figure that out. So we'll also have some of our results from other research we've done mostly around Maine and a little bit in McCormick. I was there 4 or 5 years ago. I got weathered in on my way up to Maine. And so we did some research just on boats looking at the surface of the water. And we found, for example, there's more plastics near the wharfs than further out outside of the McCormick Bay, which isn't surprising. But, you know, we can talk about that. We can talk about what we found. People can tell us about what they think about the research and what they want us to do.
Okay, and did you have any other workshops like this in any other community?
We had one last August in Maine where we took people out on boat out to one of the islands and we talked about plastics and wild food, and we had a whole bunch of other southern researchers with us all at once. I think there were 33 or something like people, both people from Maine and some southern researchers. We did a whole big bundle of research. This time in McCormick, we're focusing on shoreline plastics, but every year we'll have one of these things. Next year, if you want us to come to your community next, let Liz know. We'll put it on our list.
I'm assuming the workshop that was held in Maine, it was successful?
Yeah, it's part of what has us researching shoreline plastics and where the plastics, like the reason we look at the shoreline ones is to try and figure out where the plastics are coming from. Like, are they coming from the United States? Are they coming from McCormick? Are they coming from, you know, the island of Newfoundland? So that's part of what people wanted us to look at. They also wanted us to do things like look at plastics that different birds and stuff might be eating, which is why Alex Bond works with us now, because he's the bird guy and Liz and I aren't bird guys. Yeah, that was successful both because we had a pretty good time and ate good food and learned from each other, but also it directed what we do this year. And what we find out in the COVID direct what we do next year.
Where did you get the funding for this workshop?
It's funded by a bunch of different folks. The Nunatsiavut government, Land and Natural Resources Department is one big funder. A partnership called CINIC, which is a UK-Canada National Research Council, funds it. The Northern Contaminants Program has a little bit of money in it, and the Polar Canada has a little bit of money in it.
You basically let everybody know about the whole meaning of your workshop, so is there anything else that you wanted to add?
I can tell you a little bit about the other plastic research that Liz and I have been doing and some of the results, because they're really good news, actually. For 5 years, we've been looking at char and seal and a little bit of turbot to see if they're eating plastics. I mean, almost all animals eat a little bit of plastic. Even people eat a little bit of plastic when we don't mean to. But they're a really good rate. We looked at almost 300 char, and less than a third of them ate tiny plastics like the size of dust, which is really good news. It's one of the lowest rates and the smallest plastics that you could hope for. And then seals, same thing. We looked at 130 of them almost, and about a third ate plastics. And again, size of a piece of dust. And the reason that's good news is if you think about cooking your dinner and your dinner plate's out on the table, certain dust will fall on it. And plastics are part of dust because our clothing has plastics in them and drapes and that sort of stuff have your blankets and your upholstery have a little bit of plastic in it. And so a little bit of plastic will just normally fall on your food and you just eat it. And these animals are eating less than that. So it's really good. And we think that when we do this workshop in McCulloch, we're going to find that a lot of the plastics are local. It looks like from our other studies that plastics are getting swept out away from Labrador and they flow more towards Iceland and Greenland and over to Scotland. So we think that the plastics we find in Iron Bounds area are probably going to be local. We need help to figure that out. So that'll help conclude that part of the research, like where the plastics are coming from.
When you find plastics and when you find information, what do you do with them?
Information is owned by NG, so NG looks after it. They kept it for a long time, for like 4 years, to make sure that we had really good sample size and really good research before we released it, in case it wasn't good news, but it was good news. What we're doing now is we talk about it like this, but we're writing a community research report with all our numbers and lots of pictures, and lots of people have helped us with this. Community members, children who help us collect samples when they hunt or fish, lots of people, NG, other researchers, all those people will get written up and thanked in this research too, this report that we're putting out. And NG will have that hopefully in a few months.
Was that all the information that you wanted to give today?
That's all the information that I have, yep. Thank you for hosting.
Yes.
That was very painless.
Yes, thank you for this information, and I hope you get a lot of community members involved in this.
Me too.
And maybe we'll get more information once you finish your workshop.
That would be great.
Okay.
Ulugut piyas katinuk kinamangapit ukagayakin. Atiga Max Liberan, ilinatsi yubunga Memorial ilinavitsuangani, amalus lehatihatakonga lispiyugimik. Sitamanik talamanin lunit jarinik nulitsawut kawi safingani takulokunga kawitoyami katikati halatutit plastic inut ilingayumut kawi titsigayakin tusayunun. Uwanga lispiyugi kawi satiwunga United Kingdom mimit atinga Alex Van tay nakupanonik timmanin luka magalakatatut makawimi lakawut 29 amit 31 amunut au husimi uwangalu lisilu katitsui lakawuk plastik igalannik sitchamit tayo yumik Iron Bounds amalu utitilatawut nunalu thalinganut sunam mangata hao yaga soluta nakit pisima mangata amalu nuluagalannik pitakagalam mangata takwa pilotun samamin ufalu nutanavannik inunit ikuitao halakawut nakit pisima mangata Inuit khawi mamata tamani plastiki galannik ovatinik puloamik pingasinik ulunik taunani lakhut nunalit halingani nainamit ullakut feramunut ammalu unnulipat fimfimi sipamunut 29 amillu ammalu 31 ammi Inuit uvatinik ikaisungulatu khanuk nakit pismamangata salakagalasungulatut sunanik ammalu nikitsakallutik ukhalakati khalakhut khawi sasimayavutinik Ammalu inuit khawi titsisungulatut khanuk khawi mamangata plastiki galannik ukhagavit inunnik ukhalavin ilunangit nunali yunin makovimmi. Kinatuinnak talimanik yarelnik 105 imunut khaisungulatut unutuit inuit khawi mayut plastiki galannik ilunangit khaisungulatut. Khawi sakumutuinnakhin inunnik tatsuminga. A khawi simayavut uvangalu lisilu talimanik yarelnik pigalasimalitavut nunatsavummi. Inuit ukhasungulatut katingaligutta sunanik isumalutika mangata ammalu sunanik kitsa mangata sunanik khoyiguma mangata amma Liz Alex uvangalu khoyisavallalatavut khanuk tanapim mangat khoyisasimayavutinik ukhalalagibugut pisimayavutinik nainimiulok pigalalotavut ammalu makhovimmi tamanilokunga sitamanik talamanik yarinilunit selaluk pingutulommat nainilagasasluta Khawi sagalalo khugut mutanni ammalo emak sumangat nafalo khugut plastiki gala khayut itsavip sanani makhovik pemi ukhala khatigilatu tanna sunanik nafagala simlo mangata inuit ukhasungulatu khanu kisumha mangata tatsuminga khawi simayotinik ammalo khanuk piga hamangata taimagala katemagala vin asingini nunanginni Atautsimik pelakut akusilotumi nainimi inunik tigusilakut mutakut khikittanut ukhalakati khatluta plastiki galannik ammalu inuit nikitsanginnik ammalu sikinimmik khawisatinik khailautut Kimbaha 33 nik inukhalotuk 9 miunik ammalu sikhinimmit unutunik khoyigalalokugut mannam khoyimibugut ammalu takuvallaya swabugut sitchami plastic igalannik tavatok yaritamat taimak pigalakhatatugut akhani uvattinut maligumagovit khoyitigayattait lis atinnik tigusilammat isumakhavungatanakatimannik 9 miulotuk piuyulotuk a Tamai matakuna hatabugut, sichami, khoisiga solota, nakit pigatamangata, sichami plasticigalite, hayun Americamin, ufolumahovimin, hayun Newfoundlandin, takwa inunut, hoita rumalotut, amalo, vatinik takuna rumalotut, asinginik plasticigalanik, timmeralite, hupanoralite, nigalayanginik, tamai mat Alex van, uvatiniyuk mana, Tana piuyulotuk, piuyumik pigalalaogata, ilinneagal khalamangata, yarumi khayumi, nafalokhut makhovimi, khayulotobut makhovimi, tugavitisigalatuk, khanuk pilamangata, yarumi khayumi, nakittatsumunga kinoitasumalokasi, kinoitahatalokhut, asinginnit, nunatsayavut, nunanga, amma nunaligiyit, khaitsikhatatut, amma ilaliutilit, tayoyuksinuk, United Kingdom, Canada, Khoi Sattinginnik, Consulinga, Kinoitatit Sikhatatuk, Tayoyuk, Northern Contaminants Program, Kinoitatit Sikhatamiyuk, Ammalu, Northern Polar, Kinoitatit Sikhatamiyuk, Tavatok, Ununninga, Kinoyak, Pikati.